Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, August 23rd. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Artificial intelligence companies in China are pushing ahead despite being cut off from the world's most advanced chips for AI computing. Their solution? Write more efficient code for large language models to cope with using less sophisticated semiconductors. Others are building smaller, specialized models or employing training methods that require less energy and time. Halliburton, the oil field services company, has been hit by a cyber attack. In a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Houston company said it discovered an unauthorized party gained access to some of its systems. Halliburton took some systems offline as a protective measure. The company said it also launched an internal investigation and notified law enforcement. Data breaches have been on the rise this year, with global cyber attacks up 30% in the second quarter of 2024. That's according to a July report from Checkpoint Research, a cyber threat intelligence provider. And shares of NetEase slumped after the Chinese video game giant reported Thursday a profit miss and computer game sector softness, a move some analysts called an overreaction. The company ended the week down 21%. The stock is on track for its largest daily percentage loss since December, when China proposed new online gaming curbs that it later walked back. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.